Welcome to Pixelated Radio. I am your host, Henderson Man, and with me this week is Rich.
Damn you, Crom.
And Corey.
I agree with you, Rich.
And apparently the evil villain there does too.
That was a kid with soda in his eye. Don't ask.
Wait, now you just can't drop a bomb like that and tell somebody not to ask. How did your child get soda in his eye?
Apparently he dropped the 2-liter on the ground and decided to pick it up without due diligence, and lo and behold, he got fizz in his eye.
So in other words, this isn't your wife's child, this is your child.
Yes. You know the rule. Yeah, my wife is perfect, and I'm an imperfect being, so. Yeah, whenever the kids do something great, you know, it's all her.
So if I recall, you guys became a two Xbox household, or you're going to?
You've seen all the Smite I've been playing, right?
I haven't paid any attention.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not by accident. Yes, we're a 2 Xbox home now.
Yay.
Finally.
And that's a smart decision, because now you can game share with your wife, and you guys buy only one game and get to play it together.
Well, you know, funny thing about that, how does that work? I really want to know, because it hasn't been happening yet. I added her to the family thing on the Xbox One, and the only way she can play any of the games I downloaded is if she logs in as me on the box.
Well, basically what you have to do is make your the console that you normally play on, that you've bought all the games on, her console, as her home console, and you make hers yours. And so basically anything that you buy, she gets to play on her console. And anything she buys, she gets, yeah. Corey can go over it with you later or something.
Okay. We don't want to bore the listeners with all this stuff, right?
Or you could just, you know, look it up. It's not that hard of a process.
So I painted my deck this weekend, guys. You want to hear about that too?
Well, that's a nice segue.
Look, we're tired of hearing about your deck, Rich. I'm sure it's big.
Yeah, it's big and brown.
Wait, we're still talking about the deck, right? I'm so confused. Well, they are building a deck for my mom right now, so I'm still waiting for that to be done. It looks pretty good. They got an awning on it last week, so
nice.
So this is Deck Talk, where we talk about all your deck needs. It's called We Don't Give a Deck.
We don't give a deck. I like that.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
So Corey, when are you building you a deck?
Oh, I am in the process of it right now. It's only about halfway done.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing your deck when I was down.
You know, if it's made out of concrete, is that still a deck, or is that a patio? Okay,
patio. Well,
I'm sorry, Corey, you have been removed from Deck Talk, or I don't give a deck, because you don't have a deck, which we already knew. God, make it stop. No, we're not here to talk about decks.
You're conducting this train,
it's
man.
It's patio corner.
And the only reason why we could talk about stuff like this is because Mark isn't here, as you can see. He was so excited to talk about Metal Gear that he just decided that he couldn't talk about Metal Gear. So
he's probably playing it right now.
That's probably why he can. Yeah. Hopefully it's not anything serious, but I don't know. So, but anyway, we're all here. And we're all here to talk about things.
Like Metal Gear.
And I'm going to be so left out. I want to play this game so bad. I haven't been able to get a copy of it.
Man, all you got to do is get rid of Lake, man. All you got to do.
I know. I talked to him the other day.
I talked to him the other day,
and he's like, "No, man, I'm still gonna be playing games." It's like, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know why. Did anybody play any more Gears of War this week? Because we talked about that last game, and I don't think I just didn't erase it. I think that's why it's still up here.
Yeah,
I've been playing it off and on, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to level 10 in multiplayer. I'm not that good.
I played a little bit, you know, and I got better at it, and I just haven't played it since because, well,
I really don't play co-op with somebody, but every time I try to play co-op, the world seems to fall apart.
The world?
Well, I tried to play it with Sean, and his headset exploded or something. I don't know. And I tried to play it with other people as well, and it just
We should have played that last night. I didn't even think about that.
When I said, "Hey, Rob, we should play something," you were like, "Mario Maker, Disney Infinity,
blah blah blah."
But you know, you didn't say Gears of War and play. You know, I don't know. I didn't even think about Gears of War. I keep forgetting I have that game. So, all right, cool. So I did pick up Super Mario Maker. And I was having a really good time with that, and I know Corey played it as well. And then I kind of got disenfranchised with it when I realized some of the stuff that was left out that you can't make. And I don't know why it affected me, and Corey's like, "Oh, that's just dumb." I'm like, well, I don't know. It just what happened was I was building a level, and I should have got that code out because I have a code for Mario Maker so you guys can play our pixelated radio level I made.
I've got it if you want me to pull it up.
Okay, I got it on my phone too. But I was trying to make a level, and I made like a hole between like two pieces of land like you do in a Mario game. And I was like, I'm going to fill that with water. And I was like, and I started looking. I was like, well, let me grab these little items and shake them on the screen. And I was like, what the hell? None of this makes water? And I got looking online. Well, that's one of the things they left out is you can't put water in a level that's not a water level. So it's like unless you're swimming, you can't have water. And I was like, man, that's hugely disappointing. Mm-hmm. And then I got online and I was looking up stuff, and people started showing like, oh, well, this enemy's not in the game, and this isn't in the game. And I'm like, well, wait a second, that's kind of crappy. And I'm hoping that they're gonna bring. I hate to say this, I'm hoping they're gonna bring out DLC for some of this stuff. But what?
You're hoping for DLC?
Yeah, I know. Because I want to be able to make really cool Mario Maker levels, and I got ideas, but then it's like, well, this isn't in the game, so it kind of ruins some of the things I want to do with my level. So, I don't know. And maybe it has, who knows what it has to do with. Maybe it's because you couldn't do swimming levels in old school Mario, so if you were to change it from old school Mario to, or from Super Mario World to old school Mario, then it would break the level. You know, I guess that's possible. Because the old Mario levels, you only had like the swimming stages. So I think that's a lot of reason why certain things aren't in there. Mm-hmm. But some things like not being in there, like the football player from Super Mario World isn't in there. It just, and they don't have like the boomerang thrower Hammer Brothers and fireball throwing Hammer Brothers from Super Mario Brothers 3. And I'm like, you know, those to me seem like sad omissions.
Well, probably because the DLC is coming for it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But we shall see. But the game's kind of cool, though, when you get to go online and play people's level. Right now, most of the levels that are on there are shit. So people are just trying to make the hardest, dumbest thing that they can. Mm-hmm. But they did patch the game where you no longer had to wait 9 days to get every element of the game like they originally had planned. So basically, you would get like the first row of items. And it's like, okay, play around with these. And basically, you just kind of use that each one of those items in a level. And then once you do that and you place like 150, like a 1,500 blocks or something, then it'll pop up with a delivery truck that brings you your next delivery, which you can just copy and paste 1,500 blocks and just plop them all over the screen and be like, okay, cool, I'm done. And then you'll get the next day's worth of stuff. So, you know, that took me a couple hours to just get that, and I made a level, and Corey has that level brought up, right, level? Right, Corey? Level.
Yeah, I've got it. It's kind of a...
It's Corey's nickname.
It's kind of a weird code, so you want me to actually read it over?
Yeah, read it.
Okay, it's, CD61-0000-0029-4589.
So, yeah, we're still using friend codes, just
yeah, different thing. Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe we'll get... Maybe I'll leave a note for that for Mark, and he can put it in the show feed. I don't know. But it's not that bad. It's not that great of a level or anything, but it's just... It's not hard either. I didn't make a super stupid hard level. But, you know, it's pretty cool. I just wish it had more features that... I was all excited until I realized what it didn't have, and then that's when I got disappointed. So
I will say, for someone who's really bad at making those type of levels, the tutorial that it has is pretty solid, and it's all really intuitive. Like, I never thought about anything. I never had to be like, well, how do I make this do this or whatnot? Whereas in Little Big Planet or other games like this, it's a kind of a complicated system to trigger locks right. and whatnot. You just literally drag and drop everything.
And it's and basically it just runs off the rule set of those worlds. So like, and it's like if you play Super Mario Brothers U, you can do the wall jump and stuff like that. But if you go back, if you change that to like a Super Mario 1 level, then you're not going to be able to finish that level because of the way you get the wall set up if it blocks a path. So you might have to put something different in there. But it's neat how it just, you know, you hit a tap a button and all of a sudden, boom, it's the next type of level. But it does have a lot of types, a lot of the levels like, you know, airship levels and stuff like that. And they've even redone the sprites for the 8-bit Marios as well. And you're like, oh, wow, so this looks neat.
But. Yeah, there's a lot of work into the original Mario specifically because a lot of those, you know, weren't in the original Mario. They didn't have like the, as you said, the airship level mm-hmm. or some of the other backgrounds. When you play those in the original Mario style, they're kind of neat because it's something different, but it's really familiar at the same time.
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool little game. Did you have anything else to say about it, Corey?
There are, I haven't played any that I found online, but I saw some videos of them that I'm trying to find. They're like levels where you don't actually move Mario. You just set him there and he goes on like a crazy roller coaster by himself.
People are bitching about those levels already because they're like, those are just dumb.
Some of them that I've seen online have been really cool, but I haven't actually ran into one in the game itself, so. If there's been bad ones, which I'm sure there will be, I haven't ran into them.
A lot of times when you go online, people are like, that's one thing I'll bring up. There's a mode called 10 Mario mode, which basically it's like mostly levels that are made up for the game, and you got to beat 10 levels and 10 lives. So it's 10 lives, 10, I don't remember, is it called 10 lives? I think 10 Marios, 10 Marios is what it's called. And they also got 100 Marios where you're going through 8 to 16 levels of somebody else's levels online. It just picks random levels, and you get 100 lives to beat 16 levels, and that's kind of cool. But unfortunately, like I said, right now, a lot of levels are just shit, and you can skip a level at any time if you do it a couple times. You're like, this is stupid. It's too hard. You can just tap your finger on the screen and swipe to the right, and it'll skip that level, so you'll go right back to the next level. And you get like 100 lives to try to beat 8 to 16 levels. And they could be, and they're just totally random levels, and some of them are fun, and then some of them are just absolute shit. Like, oh, let's see how many enemies we can throw on the screen, and how many Hammer Brothers we can throw on the screen, but let's not give you any items. And what's really annoying is there's no, like, mid-level save point. If you die in a level, you have to start it all over again. And some of these levels aren't super long, but some of them can get difficult near the end, and you're just like, ugh, I gotta do this all over again. So...
Yeah, but in fairness, the person who made that level did have to beat it to be able to post it, so.
True, but, you know, they also knew how the level was built, too, so they knew how to cheat the system in such a way. But, I mean, I've just seen levels where it's like, oh, well, we're just going to throw all these enemies that you can't see anything, and there's also going to be somebody throwing a bunch of mushrooms, so you're getting hit and then grabbing a mushroom and then getting hit and grabbing a mushroom. It's like, this isn't fun. This is just dumb. So, anywho, that's Mario Maker in a nutshell. I know me and Corey picked up Castle Crashers Remastered because it's free.
I did as well.
Okay.
And it wasn't free for me, man.
Did you buy it?
Yes.
Did you?
I had to buy it.
Did you buy it before?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think one of us, either me or my wife, did.
Okay.
So I tried downloading it on her Xbox, and it wanted to charge her, too.
Okay. Apparently there was a glitch the first day for like the first couple hours.
Okay.
And if you actually paid money for it, if you tell Microsoft that you should have gotten it for free, they'll refund you your money.
Oh, they will?
Yeah, that's what people are saying on Reddit.
Who do I contact? Oh, okay, I'll go to Reddit then.
Just go to Reddit and say something about it. Just look up Castle Crashers Remastered, not free or something like that. And I think you just contact Xbox support.
Okay.
It's only free for a limited time too.
Yeah.
Like I want to say like 5 more days or something like that.
Yeah, it's
like, I want to get on that. That's $14, man.
Yeah, right on. So they rebrought this out. Now, Corey had an issue, but he fixed it, I think. Didn't you, Corey?
Yeah, so the problem that I ran into, and I didn't realize this when I was playing around with my 360 version of it. So you can import your save from the 360 version to the Xbox One version. It's relatively simple, unless you're an idiot like I was and didn't realize I only had the demo installed for the 360.
That's easy to do.
I apparently, when I transferred my Xboxes, because I had an original Xbox and I transferred to the, you know, the slim style, I didn't transfer the licensing, so it just acted like it was the demo. All I had to do was reinstall the game, and it became the full version, and I was able to import my saves. So
importing your saves is kind of weird too, because I had a hard time figuring out where I needed to go, because you have to go to gamer statistics or game statistics to do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, I'm looking at the screen. I'm like, where do I go? Because game statistics to me does not seem like, hey, this isn't what, you know, this isn't where it should be. But so eventually I looked online and sorry, I was trying to look up how to fix Rich's problem here. But you go to game statistics and upload your save from the 360 version, and then you go to your main game and kind of do the same thing and to download your 360 version. And so all my stuff carried over. I was a little confused if I had to do each individual character, or if you just, when you do a save, it just carries everything over. But I made sure I got my highest level guy and stuff like that. But I played a little bit of it. But I didn't play very much of it because, you know, Metal Gear.
I've been playing a lot of it. Mauricio, I've talked about Mauricio before on the show, haven't I?
Yes, your adopted child.
Yeah, my adopted child. He's never played it. But so we started new characters and went through the game, and we're about halfway through it right now.
You're still that trying game, to make over for Fantastic Four, right?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't talk about that on the show, have I?
No, you haven't.
Oh, no, man. You haven't. Oh, we need to talk about that. I need to write that down.
Yeah, we do.
Before I forget. No, so we've been playing through it. I'm about level 20. That game holds up really well. I mean, it's only, what, 8-ish years old? But that game, the sense of humor is still on par. The scene where you got the pooping deer being propelled. I still laughed
hilariously.
Yes, there we go. And the combat is just solid. So I would highly recommend playing it again.
I would too. I mean, I've only played it for a little bit, but man, the frame rate makes a difference to me, at least.
I don't remember the frame rate being bad on the 360.
It wasn't. It wasn't, but it's just a little more precise.
But I want to play it online because I remember the online being broken in that game. You just kind of skip all over the screen and stuff because the.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to try that online. Again, I think you brought that up last night, and I was like, oh, I'm in the mood to play that.
Well, I've got a plethora of different leveled characters. I've got them anywhere from low levels to high levels, so let me know where you want to start.
I think part of it was that. That Sean couldn't get his saves over because he doesn't have Xbox Live Gold at the moment, and he's piggybacking. So,
oh, yeah.
And he couldn't get his character. So and kind of I don't know. I was kind of like, well, we should just start a level one character and try to go as far as we can. But I don't know.
I'd be cool with that too.
But anyway, anything else to say about Castle Crashers?
Just get it.
Yeah, just contact Xbox support. Rich, in fact, okay. I would look online and make sure you bought it on your, you know, go to the Xbox store and put in your name or whatever, and then go to the game and see if it's not listed as free on the 360 or it should say that it's, you already purchased it or something on the 360 version, and then contact them and they'll get you a refund if you have a good reason. So that's a good reason, they said.
Yeah, because I usually get stuff early in the morning when it comes out. So that would explain why I paid. And
couldn't even wait.
No, I couldn't, man.
I would have waited. If something was supposed to be free and it wasn't free.
Yeah, but I wasn't thinking. It was early in the morning. I hadn't had my coffee yet.
Alrighty. And let's talk about the big game this month. Well, probably is this month's biggest game. Because it is, well, not for Rich. Probably not.
I don't know, man. It's... Oh, well, go ahead.
Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. And Rich, you were a little apprehensive about picking this up on last episode because we were talking about getting it and you were kind of like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, damn you guys. I bought it. And I didn't, and I regret buying it. And not for the reasons that you may think. I'm regretting getting it because I really like it, unfortunately. Because there's so many games out, man. I just don't, you know, Forza is out in a couple of days. Taken King is out in a couple of days. I am screwed. I just don't have the time to play all these games. So I made a conscientious effort. I think I've gotten through the prologue. And I just got done with going to the base for the first time. And I'm trying to give anything away here.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of made a conscientious effort just to kind of stop playing it for right now. Just because I know what Forza and Destiny coming out.
I'm not going to let you, I don't want you to answer this because I think I've done told you. But, okay, Rich, throughout the entire game, I'm at 36% done. How many hours do you think I put in this game?
Well, I know how many hours you put in it because I looked. Because every time I look, you're always playing it, you and Mark. I'm like, geez, man.
Well, okay, to be fair, when Mark's online and it's...
Yeah, exactly.
He's got 124 hours in the game. Yeah. That's... Uh-oh, we just lost it. We lost somebody.
Oh, probably Corey.
Corey, are you there? We lost Corey. God damn it. Anyway, he's not on, so, I mean, he's not talking about Metal Gear, so hopefully he can get...
We'll get him back.
Back in. Corey, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, you got dropped out, and now you sound like you're robot-y or something, so you're probably
kidding. You should have heard yourself when I dropped out. You sounded hilarious.
Well, I don't think I sounded bad on this end, so that's all that's important.
Yeah.
You're starting to sound better now. Anyway, I have put 60 hours into this game.
Yeah.
And I've actually put those hours. Well, okay, a couple hours of that.
Those are real hours, not cush hours.
Well, a couple hours of that is kind of probably cush hours because I would leave it running when I was building bases because some of them take like 2 hours to build in game. And if you stop your game and turn it off, it does not continue to count down time. Unlike most mobile games and stuff. So when it says you've got 2 hours of before your base is built, it's two hours of game time. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to sit here and play Mario Maker on my Mario Maker screen or on my Wii U screen and just let this thing run in the background. That way, if anything comes up, I'm ready to go. But this is my favorite Metal Gear game. Easily, hands down. I like some of the older Metal Gear games, but I just fell in love with this one. I like the whole open world. I like how the missions are kind of like they can be completed in so many different ways. The buddies are real helpful. You get four different buddies. I don't really want to talk about them because I don't want to really spoil anything. But most people know who they are. I'm going to spoil anything. Probably spoil something if I keep talking about it. But I just really enjoy this game. It's fantastic. And I know Mark is loving it because me and him have been texting back and forth like, oh, my God, this happened. And there's one level that he told me he thought I would quit in. Mm-hmm. And I did not quit. In fact, I didn't have that much trouble with it. But I could see how it would get frustrating. And I'll just give the number of the level. It's level 18, and it's not really that hard. It's just an annoying type of mission. And if you're not paying attention, you could get fucked up. But I'm really enjoying the game. I just unlocked the forward operating bases, and the online mode where you can attack other people's bases. And I'm not sure how that works.
Oh, you got online to work now?
Yeah, it's working. Because it's really weird, though. The online, what I don't understand is you invade somebody else's base, and it said I failed, but I extracted everybody I could find on that platform. I didn't die, and I extracted myself, and it said I failed. So I'm not exactly sure what the hell I'm supposed to be doing on these forward operating bases when I attack them. Mm-hmm. And I've been tempted to turn my game back on to see if that person retaliated, because when you attack somebody's base, it pops up on their screen that says, hey, this person attacks your base. Do you want to attack them? So I'm sure I've been retaliated against.
So the fobs, those are like different than your main base?
Yes. And they're built the same way as your main base. So when you get your first fob, basically you're like, so like in this game, it feels like an alien abduction simulator, because I go into a base, I knock everybody out and I steal them. Well, at one
point do their butts hurt when you wake up?
maybe. But so I was at one point, I had 100 extra people in my waiting room, because I'm like, well, I can't build base parts fast enough, because I'm like, I'm running out of resources. You know, it's like, oh, you need this many resources to build this part of the base. And I'm like, okay, well, I got to the point where I was like 100 people over. I'm like, well, unless they're A pluses, I'm not even going to worry about getting these people. So at that point, I started assassinating people, because I'm just like, and somebody on Reddit brought up a good point. He says, this game is teaching me all about eugenicists. Because basically, because it's like, oh, the weaker somebody is, the less worthy their lives are, so just kill them. And I was like, I was living that creed. I was like, fuck it, it's so much easier just to kill them and not have to worry about anything. So I'd go in, blow up bases and everything else, blow people away. And then I got to the forward operating bases, and I'm like, hell yeah, what's this do? And it was online. So it's online, so to you basically get the first one free.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm not going to spend much time on this, because if you want more bases, you either have to wait, you log into the game every day and get the metal mother base coins or whatever.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, you'll get 30 of those or 70 of those or 15 of those. And it's like, okay, how much does it take to buy another base? 1,200, 1,100. I'm like, well, fuck, that will take months to get that many coins.
Is that the only way you can get the coins?
Yeah. The only way to get the coins is what they give you for your daily allotment, or if you buy them.
Oh, you can buy them?
Yeah.
Do you know what the exchange rate is?
To buy 1,150 is $10. And it takes 1,100 to buy like one of the platforms, and there's one that's 1,200. And I was going to buy that one later, maybe. I might put $10 in this. I don't know. It depends how much fun I have with this, but I'm kind of annoyed by it. But I only have 80, and I've been playing for a week now. So, but anyway, so I get this forward operating base, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to spend much time on this, because the way Mark sounded, it's like, hey, this costs money to, and I thought it costs money to upgrade your base. No, you upgrade the base just like you do the other your main base. You basically have resources and have money, and the more of that you have, you build up the base in the same way. You build up your mother base in the same way. So it's got four different platforms for everything, and every time you upgrade one, you can have more soldiers that you can pull from, and you get more higher R&D research and stuff. So I was like, holy shit. So I had been killing all these people that could have been going to this new base. And so suddenly there's not a fucking person left anywhere in fucking Afghanistan right now, because I have abducted them all.
Nice.
For right now. I mean, they
respawn. So the country of Afghanistan is on a platform now?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what.
So have you heard about there's so much weird stuff about this game, but the one that really stuck out to me was I guess that if you play this game on your birthday.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah. But, you know, my birthday's not here yet, or my birthday's
not past. It's Joe's birthday today, so I'm trying to get him to go play it today if he hasn't already. So I want to know what it is. I want him to record it and do, like, screenshots. I want to see it.
Well, I'm sure you can just go on YouTube and look at it.
That's cheating.
But, so having somebody else do it's not cheating?
Well, my birthday's not till a month and a half from now, so.
But, I mean, there's all kinds of little hidden, like, I beat one of the bosses in a unique way, and there's all kinds of weird shit, because there's all these portable toilets that are around, and and you can hide in those, but I found a cassette tape, and it said, so when I listened to it, it was a guy, like he's trying to take a shit, and I'm like, wow, that's weird. Well, that's apparently, if you go into the toilet, and you play that loud over your cassette tape, if you're hiding in a toilet, the guards will pass it by because they think somebody's there taking a shit and don't realize it's you or hiding in there.
And they want nothing to do with that.
Yeah, they don't want nothing to do with that. So there's all kinds of little Metal Gear shit in this game.
Oh, man, I want to play this game so bad.
And it never gets old fultoning something out of the air. A sheep, a bear, whatever. So, I mean, now, I will say it does kind of get boring sometimes getting from place to place when you're trying to start a mission and you're like, ugh, it's all the way up there. Because there's not an easy way to...
No, there's no fast travel, is
there?
Yeah,
there's a fast travel if you find the delivery boxes. Basically, if you find the delivery box stand, if you grab the invoice there and you got the invoice to somewhere else, you can deliver yourself by box from one place to another by getting in the cardboard box and just sitting on that platform and holding down Y, and it makes it like a truck comes to pick you up and then drives you there and drops you off in the box inside the base. But sometimes it's hard to find those delivery platforms, and if you do find them, you can't use them when there's an alert, so that's kind of annoying because you're just like hiding in a box on this fucking delivery platform like, would you guys please go away so I could get to the next area? You can also call your helicopter in, but that's annoying because of all the load time. Because it's like, oh, the helicopter, you got to wait for the helicopter to land. You jump in the helicopter. Instead of doing like they do on the platform where you can move from one place to another in your base, in this you have to actually go all the way. You got to be going back up into the atmosphere and then saying, hey, I want to go here. And then it has to load again and load you back down to that base and drop you off again. So you got to watch this load screen of you getting... circling around the drop site and then drops you off. But, I mean, yeah, I just wish there was a way to do fast travel because a lot of times it's like, God, I'm just going to drive from one place to the other. And it's just like, oh, well, I got to worry about all these bases. So when I see a base, I'm either like, well, I can take out that whole base or I could just drive off the beaten path here and go up on this hill and hope nobody sees me. But... the game does lots of fast, like, really fantastic stuff. Like, if you attack at night a lot, then the guards will start wearing night vision goggles. And then you can also send out soldiers that you have in your combat unit to attack the warehouses where the night vision goggles are being stored and blow them up so that they don't have night vision goggles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do all kinds of shit. So, I've talked a lot, but, Rich, what do you think?
Dude, I was a little worried because one of the things I did like about Metal Gear was all the batshit crazy stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the prelogue to the game kind of set my mind at ease because that was pretty nuts.
And I thought it was totally boring.
It was boring until the end. Then it got nutty. And then I was like, okay, this is... Cause at first I was really worried. I'm like, well, okay, I'm in the hospital. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of the hospital. All right, yep, there's this guy. Oh, what's this? And then it got kind of nuts. After you get out of the hospital, it gets really Metal Gear.
Yeah. Well, and, to me, what made that boring, too, is I had seen most of this stuff in the very first announcement trailer.
Yeah.
And it was like, basically, true. You were playing that announcement trailer. I'm like, okay, that thing was long and annoying to begin with. Now I've got to play through it. And I'm like, I already know what happens. So.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part. You're right. Yeah. But, you know, I'm okay. And I did the... I extracted a character in the second mission, and that was kind of cool because, you know, honestly, another reason why I was kind of hesitant to pick this game up is because I am not a great stealth player.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. But that being said, you know, I tried to be stealthy, and for the most part, I was kind of successful.
Well, they give you that reflex time save too. That when you get spotted, if you can hit them in the head with the trank dart, you'll put them right to sleep, and right. So you know that saves you a lot of pain.
Yeah, but that being said, you know, like I said, I kind of stink at that stuff. So I got to the point where, the wheels fell off the wagon and I'm running around and I'm like, it was actually kind of fun, man. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm fighting for my life. And I was dropping fools. And, you know, and usually in Metal Gear, when you're aggressive, you know, your score, you end up ending the mission with like a C or a D or something like that. Man, I ended up with a B.
Yeah.
And I killed a few people too.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this is cool. So that, at least that's a little more forgiving. Yeah, I'm kind of digging it, and it's all the little things. I mean, there's the world. I'm only in Afghanistan. The world's pretty big, but there's things in it, which is kind of cool. Because when you first start playing, you kind of get the impression that there's nothing there, but you just find these little details all over the map. It's kind of cool. But like I said before, I'm kind of cooling my jets on this game because there's just so much coming out. And Metal Gear is one of those games where I know it's gonna be good, so I'm just gonna, when I get a little lull, that's when I'll finish it up. You know, I'll play it here and there just because it's that cool. But you know, I'm in no big rush to finish it. And from what you're telling me, this is the perfect game for that because it seems like it's kind of a long game.
I just don't want you to get to forget how to play the game when you.
No. That's why I'll keep my hands on it, you know, here and there, just so I don't lose.
Because I don't even think you've got to the stuff you're fighting tanks and shit like that.
No, not yet.
Yeah, I will tell you this: make a rocket launcher as soon as you can.
Okay, I will take that under advisement.
Because I think it's level 8 when the first time that you need missiles, and if you don't have them, you could be shit up shit creek.
Right, and you can do that when you develop through your development team, right?
Right, you need to raise your development team. I want to say it's like level 8, but it may even be higher than that. And you need certain resources, but I will tell everybody that that's probably one of the first things you want to that you upgrade. Also, the sneaking suit, you'll want to figure out how to upgrade that as well, because that puts the noise dampening thing on it, so you can walk up behind somebody at normal speed when you're crouched instead of having to creep up behind them when you're crouched because they'll hear you if you go too fast. But they don't do that anymore. As long as you're crouched, they won't hear you come up behind them, and that saved me a lot of worry and headache. Because I'm not good at barely tapping a button forward and moving that slow and not getting heard. So, but
no, I'm curious. What are you playing it on, the PS4 or the Xbox One?
Xbox One.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks great.
Yeah.
The only problem a lot of people on Xbox One are having is there's a stuttering issue where the sound starts fucking up, and then next thing you know, whatever direction you're pressing in, you'll continue to move in that direction.
Yep.
Which is really fucking annoying in a stealth game.
Yep.
You're like, no.
That's another reason why I kind of stopped playing, because I was like, you know, I'm waiting for the patch.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they'll have that patched out because everybody's having that issue. Now you're having a stuttering issue in game and show. Rich, you still there?
No. Did we lose him again?
We're just losing everybody today. Rich, you still there? Oh, man. This is a terrible show.
This is a bad one.
Oh, you there?
Yeah. I'm not the only one.
Rich, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
I'm here. Yeah, you just got really slow.
Okay.
Well, for a second.
Again, robot I was voice. Talking normal and everybody else was getting slow. So, you were having issues, though.
Yeah.
Metal Gear. Awesome. Definitely pick that up.
Yep. Even Rich recommends it.
Even Rich recommends it, and he was apprehensive. I did it, guys. God damn, I did it. I said I wasn't, and it turned out to be a good game, so I went out and got Disney Infinity 3.0. Now, I traded it a bunch of Xbox One shit that I was like, that I played, and I was like, I might go back to that someday, and I was kind of like, meh. So, luckily I had some of that stuff, like Alien Isolation, Forza Horizons 2. I traded in quite a bit of stuff and got like $160. I bought Disney Infinity and I got figures, and then I was like, well, I only need this many figures left for the entire first set. And I was like, I need to go find those. Well, apparently that became a scavenger hunt because there are so many exclusive figures to exclusive places for a while. So I ended up having to go to Toys R Us and Best Buy and shit and get all the characters and order one from Amazon, but I did get everything. I really wish that they had started out Disney Infinity 3.0 with the old school Star Wars instead of the Clone Wars stuff, because I'm not a fan of Clone Wars. So I think that's one reason I wasn't excited when this game came out. But I think at the end of this month, they come out with the original trilogy stuff, so I'm excited about that.
Did you pick up the Inside Out toy box set? Or is that actually like a complete 2D platformer?
I don't know. I ain't touched it.
I've heard it's completely different than the normal game. Like, it's just a 2D platformer.
Huh.
So, yeah, I really want to hear about that.
Well, I'll have to play that because I have not played that and see if that's true. but that's kind of neat then if that's the case. I did pick up the Toy Box Takeover, which is basically a Diablo clone where you play as any character against a whole bunch of different villains and it unlocks extra toys and shit and sidekicks. If you've played any of the Disney Infinity games, there's nothing really new here. It runs way better than 2.0 did, and I read into that actually, and apparently 2.0 on Xbox One and PS4 ran shitty because they didn't have it optimized because they were bringing it out too close to the time when they launched it, and they didn't have time to really work on it, which I think is bullshit. They shouldn't have just brought it out at all, or waited to bring it out later. But this one works really good. The toy box mode's really, really robust, and you unlock all the toys from the other games if you put in on the little plastic things on the board. It'll unlock those shit, but you can't actually play those games just like you couldn't play the one levels and two. So, we just lost Rich. Corey, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. And I can't say I've played much Mad Max. What I will say is what I've played of Mad Max is really good, but Metal Gear just keeps kind of overrunning that. The driving feels a little weak in Mad Max. It's a little hard to steer. But
isn't it the whole game? Isn't it the whole game just
no,
driving?
No, it's like 50-50. But I mean, there's a lot of car combat. It's not game breaking. It's just it feels a little, the car feels heavy, I guess. So when you steer it, it doesn't feel like it steers like it should. It feels like the car's actually got some weight to it.
It should.
Yeah.
It should have, like, metal and, you know, body armor and stuff that would make it heavier.
Yeah, you'll get more body armor and stuff. I don't know if you can increase the steering or whatever, or the power steering in it, but I think the game feels really good, and the game's really fun. It looks good. I would say I would recommend it. If you don't feel like you want to play Metal Gear, but I can't really stand behind that because I haven't played more than 45 minutes to an hour. But what I've played, I've really enjoyed, and I definitely want to play more. But that's just been an issue is Metal Gear.
Yeah, I've been watching my kids play it. We got it for them on the Wii U. And they're really.
We're talking about
it.
Mad Max now, buddy.
Oh, we are? Okay, I'm sorry.
The Wii U version of Mad Max.
They're not playing that.
I was like, holy shit. Tommy has changed. She got an Xbox One, and she's like, these kids can play whatever the fuck they want. You went out on us there and at Disney Infinity, and you've been playing Mad Max. So they've been playing Disney Infinity, though?
Yeah.
The 3.0?
Yeah, they really like it a lot.
How many
have you played much of it?
Nah, I don't touch the Wii U. That's theirs.
How many characters they bought? Just the ones that came with the game?
No, they picked up Obi-Wan and someone else.
Yoda?
Yeah, Yoda. Yeah, that's exactly who they got. Yeah, Obi-Wan and Yoda. Yeah, they're digging it. They were showing me some rides that we weren't, because we went to Disney last year. Like, Dad, look! It's this ride. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
I have heard that you can play any Star Wars character in any Star Wars playset,
well,
which sounds cool.
You can, but you got to find their coin, just like in 2.0. In 2.0, you had to find like 10 coins, and you could play as Rocket Raccoon in the Avengers game. But in this game, you can play as any Star Wars character if you find their coin.
Oh, okay.
And the only ones I've found so far are Darth Maul and Leia, which I don't have those characters yet.
Well, you had me at Darth Maul.
Yeah, so I think he comes out in November. So, but
Max, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to derail things.
Oh, it's okay. But yeah, that's what's cool. That's one thing that's cool about Disney Infinity. I'm glad that you can play as any Star Wars character. I can't wait to. I'm looking for Sabine from Star Wars Rebels because I really like her character. So, but I haven't found it yet. But I did find each mission also has things where it's like, oh, you get stars for the missions now. And if you, to get like a 3-star rating, you have to do something like beat it in a certain time or play with a certain character. So that's how they'll get you on getting all the characters. And if you get all 3 stars, it'll unlock some special toy or some shit. But yeah, that was Disney Infinity, and talked about Mad Max. So we're going to go on to Corey and see what Corey has been playing.
Okay, I don't know where I want to start because I have a lot of stuff to talk about. I suppose I'll start with what I was playing this morning, most recent. Who gave me the code? Rob, did you give me this code?
Steven gave me the code.
That's right. Thank you, Steven.
Gigantic?
Gigantic, yeah. Yes. I played... Okay, so I do the same thing with every MOBA that I play. I play the tutorial, and I'm like, this game is awesome. I'm going to play the crap out of this game. And then mm-hmm. Beat the tutorial mission, and then I'm like, okay, let's start a real game. Go into the real game, pick my character who I think I'm going to do good with, and I just get my ass handed to me. And then I'm like, I don't like MOBAs. So that's exactly what happened with this one. That's what happened with Smite, and that's what happened with League of Legends and Heroes of the Storm. I can't do MOBAs. I'm terrible at them.
I thought we were going to have an awesome, gigantic conversation. Oh, well.
maybe I need to play with somebody, because every time I play it solo, and that might be my problem. But, if you've got the beta, right?
Yeah, I do. Here's the funny thing. I was hoping that you were able to play it, because I've been able to do the tutorial, but I haven't been able to get into a game.
It took me 2 or 3 minutes in the waiting room to get into a game.
Yeah, well, I got into a game, but the game never launched a few times. So I have yet to play a game this weekend.
We should try and get in there together, see if we can launch it. Maybe you, who have experience with Smite and whatnot, who knows what a MOBA is about, maybe I can get on board if I have somebody I'm playing with.
Yeah, well, I mean, every MOBA is a little different, and these two are Smite and Gigantic are definitely different MOBAs. But
Steven also gave a code to Mark, and I don't know if Mark ever used it or not, because Corey tried to use his code.
No, I'll tell you right now, Mark will not use it, because it's only on the weekends, and Mark has a no weekend clause. That's
right. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's got a no weekend clause?
Yeah, if the thing's only for the weekend, yeah, then Mark's not, he's out. I'm not doing that.
Well, all I know is Steven gave us 4 codes, and Corey tried to use his code, and
I know why you guys never respond. Yeah, because I sent you, I got 4 codes as well, and I sent you guys a text, and no one responded. So.
Oh,
I think our text message.
Yeah, our text message must be messed up, because
Okay.
Mark said something earlier. He put on Twitter that he wouldn't make his show today, and I hadn't gotten that message. So I guess you need to send it to us individually again.
Okay, all right.
Or over the Facebook thing.
All right.
Or whatever. That's disappointing. So, okay, well, if this code doesn't work, then I'll steal one from you. Because I just want to see how pretty the game looks, because apparently it looks
pretty. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's got a really neat art style. It's kind of, this is probably not accurate, but it reminds me of, like, old Japanese paintings, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I it's really colorful and cartoony in a way that's very appealing to the eyes, so... that's kind of why I wanted to play it so bad, is just because of the art style. But knowing you, Rob, and the games that you like, I bet you're not going to.
Oh, I know I'll hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just tried to download this to my computer.
I don't know that that would work.
No, it's for both.
It's for both?
And,
okay.
Yeah, the PC gotcha. And Xbox One. Yep. It's going to be cross-platform at launch, too.
Yeah, it's just based off your gamer tag. So.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Oh, you have to be running Windows 10, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got Windows
10. I want to talk about Tearaway Unfolded next. I played a couple hours of that. Now, I never played it on the Vita, so I don't know.
Right, and I've only played it on the Vita. I haven't played it on the new version.
I think it's the exact same game. they just made it for the PS4, maybe... Rezzed it up a little bit, made it look nicer on the, the bigger TV and whatnot.
Okay.
It is a very charming game, very, very cartoony. If you like the medium molecule sense of humor and everything, it's right up your alley. It's a standard platformer, 3D platformer. You run around, jump on things. you use the touchpad and the motion controls, and they have special puzzles in there that use all those. So they're little drum things that you stand on and hit the touchpad, and it'll make the drum bounce and bounce you up. So it's a really neat game. And I guess I don't have a PlayStation camera, so I don't know the exact things that does, but you can like put your picture in it, and it'll have your picture or thing you take pictures of posted around the world, which I don't know that I want my ugly mug on that game. It's already it'll take away from it quite a bit, but yeah, it's you know, I don't know, the fact that everything seems like you could actually make it out of papercraft in real life makes it really cool.
Yeah, you can even download the papercraft stuff that you find in the levels, and sometimes you'll get a thing that says, "Oh, here's the papercraft model," and I think you could in the Vita version you could like email it or something and print it out and make it. I seem to think that's something that you could do.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. I haven't ran into that yet. I think I'm on the third or fourth level. But
so it sounds like somebody's making papercraft right now.
Oh, eating cotton candy.
Oh, share the wealth, man.
Went to the fair yesterday.
Oh, it's even fair cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not shitty cotton candy out of a bag, mass-produced.
No, it's not.
All right, now the next game is the free Games with Gold currently. The Dear God.
Sean got me so fucking good in that text message.
Yeah, I totally thought he was serious.
Okay, so do you know what's going on in that game?
Okay, so I download this game, and I like, you know, old school 8-bitty kind of looking games, and I kind of try to give them the benefit of the doubt as best I can, even if I hear that they're bad. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go on this one with a blank slate, try not to, you know, think anything bad about it. So I played it for like an hour and a half, and as far as I can tell, you just run right, and you just keep running right, and there doesn't seem to be any sort of story that makes sense to me.
Did you ever find the guy's glasses?
Yeah, the guy's glasses was right outside. He had to bust down the bushes.
I couldn't even find those, dude. I bushed down every bush. I restarted it. I was like, okay, I'm not off to a good start with Dear God. I should call this game Me Oh My.
Yeah, the game itself, okay, you play as a guy who's hunting, and he gets killed right as he was about to kill a deer, or maybe he actually killed the deer, I'm not sure. And then the Dear God turns you into a baby deer.
Dear God.
And yeah, you have to be, you're a deer, and you know, you fight other things because that's what deers do.
Yeah, but that's because he's Rambo deer, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, and I guess there's challenges because it seems to be somewhat randomly generated. Like, you'll run into different things each time you start up the game, because I think you only have 2 lives, and once you lose those, you completely have to start over, because I had to start over.
Why 2 lives? Why not just 1 or 3 lives like normal games? Why just 2 lives?
I don't know. There's so many questions about this game. I've tried to look up like Wikipedias on this game to see if there's anything that explains. But nobody's playing it? Yeah, nobody's playing this game. It's terrible, and I hate to say that, because, you know,
I'm free.
I love everything about this game but playing it.
I love the story. It's a unique story, you know.
It is, like, the whole idea of karma and this, that, and the other. It's cool. It strikes a chord with me until I start playing it. Then I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yep.
It's free right now, so try it if you haven't. I don't know that I recommend it, but I don't know that I don't recommend it either.
You think they can patch some guidance into that game?
Oh, if they had some sort of tutorial in there, it might be better.
Yeah, a lot better. Let me know what's going on.
So does the deer wear the glasses when you find them, Corey? Because I'm still confused about that.
Oh, so you go into
deer's glasses, or is it somebody else's glasses?
You run into this person, and he's like, "Hey, I lost my monocle.
So
can you find it?"
Okay, here's a question. I've been out in the wilderness and I've seen deer. Do you think a deer would ever come up and you would say, "Hey, Mr. Deer, I've lost my glasses. Could you find
them?" No, dude. He lost his glasses, so he can't tell it's a deer. He thinks it's a human.
Okay, that's even worse.
A human that smells like a deer?
Or breathes like a deer? I mean, I could mistake a pug for a deer.
I didn't make this game, so don't get mad at me for it. No, but yeah, you do find the monocle, or at least I did. And then he's like, "Oh, you're a deer. thank you, here you go. And he gives you some sort of like relic or something. I don't know. Yeah, that's Dear God.
Yeah.
Dear God, don't play
it. We spoke about it too much as it is.
But Sean yeah. got me good the other day because he sent a text message and it said something about, Dear God, man, this game is fantastic and awesome. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, God, everybody's talking about how shitty this game is. Of course, fucking 8-bit Sean there fucking loves this shit. 8-bit Sean. And then I actually clicked on the message, and he had all these spaces below it. So, you know, when you see the top line of the text, it's all you can see is, like, the first couple sentences. And it's like he had tapped a bunch of space at the bottom, and he put said no one ever. So even he hated this fucking game. So, yeah. Fuck Dear God.
Yeah.
Fuck Bungie and fuck Dear God.
Hey, come on now.
I'm done with Bungie. Don't make me start this again.
I'm not even going to touch that. I'm interested to see what they're doing. I'm going to play the new stuff.
All right, Coey. Continue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit.
Speaking of free games, I don't know. Did you guys talk about this last week or was it out yet? Grow Home?
No, I haven't talked about it. I haven't played it.
You haven't played it? This game is really neat.
I watched them play it on Giant Bomb and I couldn't have been more bored.
I really like it. It is a old school looking 3D platformer, but you don't really jump around and stuff. You've got your hands are controlled by the triggers, so you grab with each trigger for each hand, and you climb up the walls and you climb up the hills. But there's this giant vine in the middle of the island that you're at, and you go and you make the vines grow, and then you got to connect the vines to little energy things. I don't know how to explain it. And when you do that, it grows more, and you're just essentially trying to get back to your ship, your little robot that I guess fell out of a ship, or I wasn't paying too close attention when I watched the intro. But yeah, it's a really neat game. I really like it, but the problem that I have with this game is it's, I guess, only like $7, and I would have rather paid $7 for this and potentially gotten one of the 20 or whatever dollar games that were voted on.
Yeah, Steve for free. Was furious about this game being the free one because it was the cheap one.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably the better one for me, but I like I said, I would rather pay a couple bucks for a game that I would like and then not pay for the ones that I don't like.
Did people vote on it or did people vote on it?
Yeah, they opened this to the public to vote on what the free game was going to be this month, and this one won by quite a bit. I want to say it was like 20% ahead of any of the other games. I honestly don't remember what the other free ones were or the other vote ones were.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I played the demo of Forza last night, Forza 6. And just the demo alone, have you played this at all, Rich?
Come on, really?
Well, I don't know.
Hell yes, I played it.
I assume so. I'm surprised you didn't buy the
early edition.
It took an amazing amount of self control for me not to buy the premium edition. But I got
how much is the premium edition?
It's $100.
Oh,
dude, I have my wedding anniversary, my twin's birthday and my wife's birthday all the same month. So I'm like, I got, you know, and I'm getting Forza and you know I'm getting Destiny. So, and then when I got Metal Gear, it's like I had to like draw the line somewhere. So, no. But dude, I love the demo. I love Forza. Best racing game ever. I'll never touch Project Cars again. Just saying.
What about Project Cars 2? They started the Kickstarter for that. Rich?
Yeah.
Okay, we lost Corey. I'm losing everybody. Well, it must be my connection, maybe. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't talk about Forza last time. Because it wasn't out yet.
Yeah, there was no Forza out yet. Corey, yeah. Back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Man, this is a rough one.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if it's my connection's causing you guys to lag out. I don't know.
Could be mine, or I don't know, whenever it rains too much here, it gets kind of weird.
I don't know what you guys said about Forza 6, but
he hadn't really said anything. He just said that he had played it. It was awesome, and
I mean, I played a little bit of 5, not a lot to really get a handle on it realistically, but I instantly knew that they improved the controls and everything from 5 to 6. It felt really good, really, I guess, more like Horizon to me. So that I really enjoyed the 30 minutes that I played the two courses on. It was really, yeah, really beautiful looking game too.
Well, oh, indeed. Now, the thing that won me over, okay, for years, you know, I'm one of those guys who I will actually go on the Forza forums and cry about what cars they should have and what tracks they should have. And for years now, I've been saying, get rid of the fantasy track that resembles my home track, Lime Rock Raceway Park in Connecticut. And, you know, and put Lime Rock there. And lo and behold, the first track they have on that, well, they opened up Union Racing in Rio de Janeiro on a fake street circuit, which is really cool. It looks beautiful. I mean, it's Rio de Janeiro. Lots of elevation change. It looks really cool. The next race is at Lime Rock Park. And I've been going to Lime Rock Park ever since I've been 8 years old. I'm like 46, so I know this track like the back of my hand.
Apparently, God, you're fucking old.
Apparently, so thanks. Apparently, so does Turn 10. They did a fantastic job of making a game facsimile of the track. It's so good, in fact. Lime Rock basically did like a $6 million update to the entire facility. Those updates are in the game. It's pretty freaking amazing. And yeah, I love it. The weather effects, the rain. You know, usually in a racing game, basically those make the entire surface a little slippery, and that's rain. But that's not how driving in the rain is in real life. They actually have depth to puddles now. And if you go through the puddle the wrong way, you're gonna hydroplane. If you hit the puddle wrong, you got to drive like you would really drive in rain. It's incredible. And nighttime, usually all they do is they turn all, you know, they just turn the brightness down in the whole game and maybe make little tweaks to the, you know, to the sharpness of the game. No, they did a really, really good job. I mean, of just the way the light reflects off of the back of a bumper at night, it looks like it would in real life. It's incredible. This [S2] Wow. [S1] Is the attention to detail. Yeah, it's hands down, it's the best console. I can't speak for PCs because I'm not a PC guy, but hands down, this Forza 6 is the best.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, and I don't know.
Okay.
What was that game that came out on PS4? Drive Club?
Yeah.
Just being a dick now.
No. Steven brought this up to me when everybody talked about the puddles. He goes, huh, Drive Club did that already.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't know how Drive Club looks because I haven't played it. I just, because it looks dumb to me. I don't care.
But did Drive Club do it with the physics of Forza?
Well, I don't know. I haven't played Drive Club. Right, but I'm just saying, have you heard anything about Drive Club?
Yeah, from Big Steven. He posted that on my Facebook page too.
Yeah, what did he post about the...
He's like, Forza, I don't know. It looks okay. Drive Club looks better. I'm like, yeah, but it's Drive Club. it's a good-looking, shitty racing game. And no offense to Big Steven, man, but, dude, you like The Crew.
Oh!
I'm just going to leave it there, man.
Steven, I don't know if you know this, but on his shirt in this picture, it says Burn. Yeah. I can't say nothing. I bought The Crew, and I did like The Crew, and I would have probably – I sold it here to get Disney Infinity, or I would have probably got that update because it sounded like it's going to be really cool. But
I'm trying to shame him to coming back to the Bupkis Destiny clan.
He's done with you, man.
I know.
You guys are too slow. You don't listen. You're terrible at Destiny. So he was very upset with me about when we made fun of you, him and Davey, and you guys playing Destiny. He's like, that's because he doesn't listen.
Oh, please.
but anyway, so I'm just saying, he really loves that Drive Club. So I don't know. I don't know how they compare to each other.
Honestly, to be all kidding aside, and Steven, you know, I'm kidding. All kidding aside, they're completely different games. Forza Motorsports has Motorsports in the name for a reason. It is a game that focuses on actual motorsports, whereas Drive Club is a car game. It's a racing game. It's a different vibe completely.
To the regular layman, they're not going to know the difference.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, where were you, Corey?
I tried the Forza 6 demo.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty.
Sorry about
you
that.
Clearly had a lot more experience. No, that's fine. You're more of a car guy than I am, so you have a more eloquent tongue when it comes to talking about this kind of thing. So,
Corey, do you have to go?
I probably should. Yeah, this is running a little longer than I expected it to.
Well, it started a little late too. So
yeah, that doesn't help things.
No.
So I want to hit real quick. I'm not going to go to a lot of detail, but I went to Las Vegas last week. Last week? 2 weeks ago now.
Something.
Yeah, and I got to get my hands on a bunch of games that are coming out this fall, and I want to hit on some stuff that I liked.
Please do.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into super detail because, like I said, I do got to get going. I tried pretty much everything that Nintendo's releasing this fall. All the handheld stuff, all the console stuff. I really liked Star Fox impressed me. I was going into that with pretty low hopes, but you know they seem to be bringing it back to the 64 style game with some new twists. By Star Fox. I played Mario Maker, but that's already out now, so it doesn't matter. I played Yoshi's Woolly World. I'm super stoked for that game. If you like the Yoshi Island game,
the reviews are getting ripped to pieces on that game.
Yoshi's Woolly World?
Yeah.
Really?
I haven't heard any reviews, so.
Like four. It plays.
Really? That's terrible. It plays a lot like Yoshi's Island, minus having to worry about the stupid little baby. And I like that, so. Zelda, what is that called? Triforce Heroes? I played that. That game seems like it's going to be kind of a bummer if you play it by yourself, but playing it with two other people's, I really liked it. But I don't know that I'll be in the position to play that with two other people. So I'm really on the fence about that one. Chibi Robot, I looked forward to that game. I like all the other Chibi Robot games, but this one's just a standard side-scrolling platformer, and it kind of let me down, but I'm still probably going to buy it because I like those games.
Oh, no, never mind. Woolly World's having a 78 on critics, on Metacritic, so.
I thought that was crazy.
Somebody said they gave it a 4, but I don't see anybody that gave it a 4. Lowest I see is a 60 on GameSpot, and they're dicks anyway.
Oh, GameSpot? Yeah, dude. They gave 4 as a, like, a. No, that was GamesRadar. I gave 4 as a 60. Whatever.
All right. What, the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Corey. I'm sorry. I don't want to take your time.
No, you're fine. Didn't get to touch really anything Microsoft. That booth was crazy. Sony, I got to do the thing I waited in line the longest for was the Star Wars Battlefront game. That game completely changed my mind. I was on the fence about that game, but getting the 10 minutes or 20 minutes maybe that I played of it, it was, oh my goodness, that game is going to be amazing. I'm completely on board with that one. That's really of note. I played a bunch of really small indie stuff. You know, I got hands on the console version of Divinity. I got a game called.
Oh, shit.
It plays really well. I only played it for about 5 minutes. Like, I really, what I was doing was anything I could get in and out of real quick. It was what I was going after.
Me and Rich were both excited about Divinity.
Yeah, man.
It plays really well. It plays kind of. I mean, it controls, you know, Diablo esque, but a lot more detail into it. Because it is a top-down, it's a RPG, yeah. So it controls like that, and it handles
really
well.
But it plays
well.
More like a Dragon Age game type.
Oh, yeah. You've got more, I don't want to say turn-based, but kind of turn-based. The same booth had a game called, what was it called? Alexander's Knife, or Alexander's Sword? Some black and white stealth based game that I found really interesting. It's coming out here soon. I'm gonna have to figure out what the actual name of it was, but it was neat. I got to play with a lot of headsets. You know, Turtle Beach, Astros, all that stuff. There was so much there. I should have wrote it down, but that's pretty much it.
Huh. That was a lot.
Cool. Yeah, it was really cool. It was a good experience.
You get to play any Sword Coast Legends?
No, I did not. I didn't see that. I was really disappointed. Bethesda wasn't there at all, so I didn't get to try anything Bethesda. Mm. Not that they probably would have had a build of it or anything, but... And I wanted to try any sort of VR, anything, the Vibe, the what's the Sony one? Morpheus. Mm-hmm. But like I said, all those were crazy busy.
Mm. In other words, you suck.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, Corey, you're fired. See you later.
Yep. I will talk about...
absolutely nothing. Corey? I didn't hang up on him for everybody.
I was like, how rude, Rob.
I swear I didn't hang up on him. I don't know what happened, but okay, there he went.
Hopefully he didn't think you hung up on him.
I hope he don't either. I did not hang up on you, Corey. So, Rich.
Yes.
What have you been playing?
A lot of what Corey's been playing, actually. Like, the only thing I've been playing that he hasn't is what I'm playing right now, Destiny 2.0. It's kind of a prequel to The Taken King. Kind of a smart move on their part, I think. You know, a lot of people are going to play this game day one. Present company excluded, obviously. It's kind of cool. They basically, what they're doing is they're kind of giving players a glimpse of what Destiny is going to be like when Taken King comes out. Like right now, all the CODA stuff is gone, and the House of Wolves stuff is gone as well. There's still bounties that you can get for them, but I guess in the case of the House of Wolves, because the Taken King is coming, they left. That's sort of the story, the story reasoning behind it. One thing I like about this already is they make it a lot clearer for you to find. You're there, right, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. they make it a lot easier for you to follow quest lines now. They have a nice big page when you go into your menu area for your character, and it tells you like what bounties you got going on, how far you are with that, you know, what quests are going on, you know, be it story quest or leveling quest or what have you. Another thing that's one thing that I find really fascinating, they've added something called it's called Armor Wednesdays, and every Wednesday the weapon, you know, the guy at the weapon shop who in the original Destiny was pretty much useless after you finished the game.
Right.
I mean, you get meteoric weapons from this guy, and he's like, wow, the guy's taking up space. Well, now every Wednesday he lets you buy prototype weapons, and you field them, and there's bounties for the weapons. You do certain things with the weapons, and what's cool about them, the weapons even look like, they look like old school, like prototype weapons. They look like weapons you may see in this day and age. They don't look all Destiny-ified, you know, with you know, animals and really weird stuff hanging off them or whatever. They look like actual weapons. And as you fulfill the bounties for them, I guess you build up the level for it. And if you build it up enough, he'll give you an exotic version of that weapon.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's another thing they've added. They've also let you play the new maps that are going to be the new multiplayer maps that are going to be in the Taken King. So I got a chance to play some of those, and they're all pretty good, and they're all very different. I don't think there's like six new multiplayer maps. I think I played five of them. Pretty good. You know, like any multiplayer map, you need to learn them and learn where the drops are and stuff like that to get a real handle on them. But that's pretty cool. But I mean, all and another thing I noticed too, it's you know, we know that Nolan North took over the duties of the
Peter Dinklage.
The Dinklebot's gone, and now Nolan North. And I gotta say, man, I'm not the only one saying this. I'm not sure if this is a good thing or not, because as much as we made fun of the Dinklebot, I think the Dinklebot sounds better than the Nolan bot.
Wow, really?
Yeah. <It's> that being said, though, I did notice that Nolan North is doing some other voices in Destiny as well. And as far as like the hub world and everything, there's more NPCs in it. And if I've talked to a few other people about this too, the game, since the update, the 2.0 update, it just looks a little better. Like the water effects are a little better. It just looks a little sharper. And I thought maybe because I'd taken a break from Destiny and maybe I hadn't, you know, been playing it for a while, it looks a lot better than it did.
Did you read up on the lawsuit that?
Yes, I did.
Can't think of his name now.
Marty McDonald.
Yeah, Marty McDonald.
Yes.
Marty O'Donnell, right?
O'Donnell, yeah.
So basically, he said a lot of things that I had said that I had thought had happened. Basically, Activision got their hands into it,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I will never have any more thing to do with Destiny ever again, or Bungie.
I completely understand that. Honestly, when Activision acquired these guys, I was worried.
Well, they didn't acquire it. They're still independent, but they're published by Activision. Sorry.
Publishers have a lot of power, apparently, because I know you guys aren't familiar with what Rob's talking about. Marty O'Donnell, the guy who made all the iconic Halo music, guy who knows what he's doing, right? He did this. He did a whole score with Paul McCartney, a Beatle, a guy who knows a little bit about music, right? Well, they have their music and they're gonna have it as part of E3 showing from the year before last. Well, Activision decides they know better than these two gentlemen, and they say, "No, you're gonna use this music instead." So Marty O'Donnell's like, "What? What's going on here?" You know, why are you doing this? I mean, I did all this work, and here are my credentials. Why are you saying you want to do this music instead? Well, we just feel this is better. So, to his credit, I don't blame him. He made a big stink about it, and I would have too.
Mm-hmm. And this eventually led to Activision figuring out a way to fire him.
Yeah.
And Bungie firing him. And I can't believe they did that, but they got him to sell his shares off and everything before this. Basically, they took his shares from him, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they took them.
And so he's going to get all that shit back, and he's going to get all of his money back. He got, like, a pretty huge settlement, and he's not allowed to talk much about it, but...
Oh, he also gets the shares, too.
Yeah.
He got the shares, but that was the important thing. Yeah. You know, and... like I forget the writer's name, but, you know, Destiny's a little short on story. Well, that's because the writer... was fired as well.
Yeah, because so basically there's a lot of plagiarism and stuff involved if they went on with that part of the story.
Yeah.
So apparently that's, it sounds like they stripped a lot of that out of this game because of time, and that's why it was so late getting here. It wasn't that the game mm-hmm. wasn't done, it was because of these lawsuits and stuff, of the content having to be changed because of plagiarism and stuff like that. So it's a big fucking mess. And
It is.
And I honestly think Activision did this because they're going to make money off this game, they know, but they didn't want it to be more popular than Call of Duty. And I really believe that's what happened.
I don't. I think what happened was... Insane Ninja!
Shing! Alright, sorry about that. We lost you.
Okay. So, well, I'm back.
Well.
And I'm still talking about Destiny.
Yes. Even as much as I tried to get you not to. No.
So, anyways, getting back to the game and all its troubles. You know, the reason I stick with Destiny is actually playing the game is fun. I mean, I'm a Halo guy.
It's
Bungie. It is. It really is, Rob. Trust me on this. I see a lot of promise with Taken King. It seems like there's going to be a lot more story than there was in the original game. I mean, the fact that even like when they're showing, they were showing some a fire team doing a story mission, and your actual characters were in your character models were in the cutscenes and everything. So it seems like there's gonna be more story. So, you know, we'll. I'm guardedly optimistic, man. I figure as much time as I put into the game, $35 or $40, I can invest another $40 for hopefully a better overall experience.
I just don't get why you would try to invest that much money in it when you already know, you know, they should have given you all this much of the gameplay. I don't know. I just feel like that this all should have been included with.
Right. Well, I'm a Bungie. I still like Bungie, man. It's at the end of the day, that's kind of what it boils down to. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Like, I'm guardedly optimistic.
Anyway, you were talking about why you didn't think Activision was the tried to sabotage you for Call of Duty.
No. Oh yeah. Oh, because they want to make money, dude. At the end of the day. Activision is one of those companies that is beholden to the shareholder, right?
Yeah.
So they want to make money. But the thing is, I think Activision has been drinking too much of its own Kool-Aid, and it's assumed anything they touch is the Midas touch, and they know better than Bungie.
Maybe.
I think it's kind of arrogant, to be honest with you.
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Obviously, with when they kind of serialized Call of Duty, I think they made a really bad choice with that. And
oh, game, I agree.
They haven't been as good.
Well, no, it may not even be that they ain't as good. It's just we get one so often now that they're not special.
No, they're not. They're not.
And they feel exactly the same.
Right. Right. And I'm sorry, man. You know, playing that. Black Ops 3 beta, it felt like playing Titanfall.
Yeah.
I went back and started playing Titanfall.
Which is hilarious because that's the whole reason why Titanfall got made is because they wanted to make Titanfall and then Activision wouldn't let them. No, man, you got to keep making these Call of Duty games. And we're like, well, fuck it then. We're done. So.
Yeah, they don't know all that much, man.
Yeah. But anyway, what else have you played?
That, sir, is about it.
Alrighty. I'm just
playing more Lara Croft Go, and
I still haven't played any of that.
Dude, you need to get that.
I bought it. I just haven't had time to play it.
Metal Gear?
Huh? You took out their anti-air radar? That wasn't part of the mission.
Right.
But you put a hole right in the middle of their air security. You'll be able to land choppers here. I really wish they recorded some more dialogue because I get sick of hearing the same shit. You gonna take him too? Huh? He's coming too. Yeah, so Metal Gear. The only thing I had left to really talk about, looking at our notes here, is I picked up the Disney Infinity stuff. And I got these weird characters for Star Wars. I was like, who the fuck are these guys? I was like, I've never heard of these people. And there's a Kanan and an Ezra and a Sabine. And I'm like, who the fuck are these people? I've never heard of these in Star Wars. So apparently there's a Star Wars Rebels characters.
Oh, cool.
And I thought, oh, well, huh, I've never watched Star Wars Rebels. I've heard it was decent. And I've never, like, I was like, huh, I've never watched it. And it's on Disney. And I was like, that's weird. Because I'm not used to watching Star Wars stuff on Disney. I guess, you know, that'll be happening more often now. And I didn't really care for the Clone Wars. And I was kind of like, Star Wars Rebels does look better. So I thought, well, I went on Amazon and I seen that they had like the first episode, like the first hour long episode or whatever for like $6 or something. And I was like, I'll give it a try. And you know what? I was really floored by that first show. And really? I was like, holy shit, this is really good. So I went ahead and bought the season pass for season one. And, dude, that is probably the best thing Star Wars has done since the original trilogy. I fucking loved Star Wars Rebels. And I don't. It felt... People are like, oh, it's a kid's show. But it is, But it's in that same way, like, it feels like the original Star Wars show, like the Star Wars movies did. Yeah, sure, it's written for kids too, but there's a lot of adult situations and stuff in there, and I really feel like that they do a good job of doing the characters and stuff. Like, all the characters have backgrounds, and they're, like, deeper backgrounds than what you'd normally get from a kid's show. And I'm just like, wow, I was really impressed with it. And I highly recommend checking that out if you're a Star Wars fan. Dude, you just broke up. Dude, what would you say? Oh, I'm losing you again, Rich. Well, I think we're going to go ahead.
I hear you now.
Okay,
you
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
What did you say when I was talking about Star Wars Rebels?
I heard best day ever done, the best thing ever.
Okay. Basically, I said it's like the best thing I've ever seen for Star Wars, and it just feels like more serious than anything. Like, I don't know, Clone Wars I just didn't care for. I'm trying to watch it now, but Star Wars Rebels to me was amazing. And I would definitely recommend it if you're a Star Wars fan. You still there? All right. I think we're going to go ahead and end the show because we keep having all these technical difficulties.